Welcome to Real Talk with CK, where we talk about real shit all day.
I am C. Crystal.
I am K. Crystal.
Where we talk about everything and nothing with our favorites. Join us for some real talk.
We need to say a podcast.
Oh, a podcast where we talk about. That makes sense. Okay.
All right. Let's talk about interior design, or what people think interior design is.
Do we really have to talk about it?
I mean, we talk about it every day.
That's true. That's true.
It's kind of our job.
I guess it is.
Or
it
career. Is. I guess it's more of a career, right?
It's like, our career.
It's not just
it's a job. Fun career.
We have made a lifelong commitment to interior design.
I guess I have.
Yeah. I mean, think about it. Like, we in this for a long haul, girl. Like, this is,
yes.
This is not just for funsies.
No, we're not on HGTV.
No. And actually, it's not always fun either. Like,
no, it's not. Yeah. Which is funny because that's how they sell it to you in school. They're like, it's a fun career in interior design. I'm like, you lied.
I know. Well, the reason I picked it is I was talking with my aunt and she had a designer over and they were making like a bouquet of flowers. And I was like, okay, this can be fun. And that's why I chose my direction in college. No other philosophical deep meaning thing. Nope. Just I'm like, oh, okay, we'll try that. Whatever.
I think I've always liked space planning because I always changed my room as a kid. I always rearranged the furniture. And then my mom was very into like getting stuff reupholstered or like changing things here and there. So I always saw that whole process.
It makes sense for you.
And then I took technical drawing in high school too. So then that was always fun. Yeah. That was the only class that I didn't get like
bad grade. Fail.
And if you haven't listened to Rocco's podcast, Real Design, it'll tell you how I was not a good student.
In high school. And how I was
at all
student in college.
Yeah.
So we just switch.
We usually balance each other.
It's true. Yin and yang, that's us. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so interior design. So people don't realize, like Crystal said, it's not HGTV. Shit doesn't happen just magically. Like, woo, huh, and there's some brick and some.
Right, the big reveal that you see on TV and all that.
No, it doesn't really go that way. There's a lot of behind the scenes and a lot of paperwork involved.
And a lot of traits that create the spaces that you see. I mean, the way that they show things on TV, for example, a bathroom.
Right.
They literally just gut this entire space and then 24 hours later, there's a bathroom. And I'm like, there's coordination that happens before the show airs.
Well, and then it's creative editing. Like, that ain't no 24
correct.
Hours of work.
So, and I think it was different for us because those shows were not popular or available when we first started design. So,
oh, yeah. So much has changed.
Our trade was more valued.
Yes. Well, because now they make it so anybody, quote unquote, I say it, I don't mean it. Anybody right. can go online and like, you know, pick out their stuff and there's so much DIY and peeling right. stick and.
Which I don't have a problem with that for residential design because I think residential design is so personal, like you are living with that and the liability is not as high, the traffic is not as high as a commercial space, but we do mostly commercial spaces that have to be bulletproof. So to select something that's off the internet, that's commercial, that residential grade or not contract grade is a disaster.
It's no good.
Mm-mm. No. Mm-hmm. So I think that's the hardest part, just to educate people into what interior design is, and there's a big difference between being a decorator and a designer.
Yes, let's educate. What was that definition that we used? I'm gonna put you on the spot. Sorry, Crystal.
All right, let me get it back.
Yeah, because there's a definition that we always refer to when it comes to interior design, because I don't think most people out there really realize that a decorator is completely different than
an
interior designer.
So interior design is the art and science of understanding people's behaviors to create functional spaces within a building. So we take a space and we understand how people utilize that space and how they interact with it. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, we create vignettes or spaces, and we add textures and colors, and there's psychology of color behind it, and there's actual science behind the objects and materials that we select. Whereas decoration is adorning a space with fashionable or beautiful things. In short, interior designers may decorate, but decorators do not design.
Correct. Correct. So there's always a decoration portion, which I just hate that word. I don't know. It's so gross. Decorate.
I hate the word decor.
Yeah. Also,
because it makes me think of, like, I don't know, cheap jewelry.
Well, it just makes me think of, like, Marshall's stuff, like those kind, like walking through those stores. With nothing wrong, we've shopped there for clients,
right?
But I don't know.
It's just there's more layers to it than people know.
Yeah, and we went to a 4-year school for it.
Right, we have a bachelor's of science and arts and interior design, so we're not decorators. So I think when people say, oh, well, you decorated this really nice, and I mean, it's not insulting, but it hurts a little bit, because a lot of people don't know what it is, I blame HGTV. That's who I blame.
It definitely tries to, like, minimize what we do and the value that we could offer.
Right.
Like, it's not considered the same anymore.
No. And we do a lot of interior architecture too, as far as drawing and drafting goes. So
we use a computer program and we put it all in there and draw the whole floor plans and ceiling plans and elevations and all that
electrical jazz. Lighting plans. We communicate all that information to the engineer. So let's say you're building a new house and you want to know where all your outlets are located. We are responsible for that. So anything that happens in the interior of a building, CK does it. Every building in the world.
Everywhere. We're global. Not yet.
We don't like other local design firms that say that they're global, worldwide, or whatever.
Unless they actually are. There are some. I know who you're thinking of, and those aren't it. But there are some.
Yeah. I mean, I worked for a few of them.
Right.
But there's a lot out there now that they're like, Mr. Worldwide, I'm like, of the state of Arizona. But that's cool. Like, you know, if that makes you feel better.
Yeah.
It makes you feel good on the inside.
Yeah, so our process, let's talk about our process. Let's
educate. Let's back it up. Okay.
Yeah, process. So you hire us because we're wonderful. Ching. And then we talk about your space and what you want with the space. And it could be something that already has walls and things, or it could be a complete open space. So you have to tell us what you want. And then basically we try to find inspiration images that can convey what your design concept or desired design concept is.
Correct.
Which, you know, in design it's hard because a lot of people they look at a picture and they're like, oh, I don't want it like that. But it's not meant to be like we're going to make it exactly what that picture is.
Correct.
Just an inspiration to get the creative juices flowing.
Yeah, we're just taking elements of images. So when you see an image, it doesn't mean that it's going to be the image and it's entirely for the design.
it's parts and pieces. So that's why when you typically see design concept presentations, there's like a large portion of images that kind of create that design. And that's the thing with design. I think everybody that's been trained as an interior designer is a good designer.
Okay.
So far. You're like, I'm with you. I think we're not creating something new. We're not reinventing the wheel. No. Design is what design is. Every designer now takes an inspiration image. Like, we're not generating something that's brand new and fabulous, mid-century modern. Like, we're not creating these trends that are already in place that we're all inspired for. So that's why I think that every designer is a great designer if they're giving the right budget, client, opportunity, space. You know, there's a bunch of factors that affect the end result.
Yes.
And we experience that. I mean, we design really fucking amazing concept presentations and they don't happen. They don't happen because of budget, or they change halfway, or they run out of budget for the designer, so they take it all on their own and it ends up being this shit show of what our idea was and what they thought would be the execution of it. So always hire a professional.
It behooves you to do so, yes.
Right.
Because after the pretty pictures comes the nitty gritty. So then we have to select all the finishes to make your dream a reality. And then we have to document it onto drawings, which are called construction documents, CDs, and take it to contractors to then price it out so we can see whether or not we are within your budget range. I mean, we'd like to know budgets prior so that we don't blow the budget before we even start, but
you
have to go through the pricing process to really figure out, because there's always something extra that's involved with pricing. It's not just...
Especially like different site conditions, or if it's a remodel, they open a wall and there's whatever craziness inside that wall. And then the documenting process, we're addressing all the material junctions. So where materials meet, you know, we're doing a detail showing how tile number one meets tile number two. So it looks beautiful and perfect and there's no crazy seams. Like, you can tell when a build out was detailed and when it was not detailed.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that people don't think about in that regard. Like how tall your tile is compared to the next
surface,
like you're saying, transitions and everything.
For sure. And to me, like, the easiest way to explain it, it's like baking is essentially a science. I'm not a baker. Like, I always eyeball things and it ends up being like a goop of cake or whatever I'm trying to make. But it's essentially like baking. Like, we're taking all these ingredients, you're going down the aisle at the grocery store, you're picking all your ingredients from different aisles. So those are different traits that are giving you whatever. And then you have to follow the recipe, which are the construction documents. And then you bake it and then you have a beautiful whatever.
Yes.
Unless I'm baking it and then it turns into shit.
Right. Yeah, I prefer cooking over baking.
Yes.
Because it's a lot more loosey-goosey.
Yeah. I used to bake when I was younger, but now I don't have the mental capacity or like patience for it.
Yeah.
I've run out of patience.
Well, you know, I get it. It's wearing. This fun degree in interior design.
Right.
And then once that's all done, then we still have to, well, we like to do what's called CA, construction administration, where we oversee the construction happening so we can make sure that they install all the things per our specifications. A lot of clients don't want us to do CA because they think that's a place that they can save money because they can do it themselves. You can't. I mean, well, you can, but you're not going to get the same value out of it as having the person that actually painstakingly put it together review it.
And there's so much work and hours that go behind putting together the initial
concept and design development phase of a project. So for them to just take that and just make it whatever, it's like skipping eggs on a baking whatever. I'm saying whatever a lot.
I like your baking analogy.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm stuck in
You're
baking.
Really, really committed.
I'm really into this baking thing. Maybe I'll bake something later.
Hey, I've seen you bake good things. You made a pie or a crisp. Made an apple crisp at the beginning of quarantine. Remember? Come on.
I did make a thing. Yeah, I didn't get into the bread making.
Yeah, see, I feel like that kind of stuff is easier because you can kind of just
right
throw it all in a pie shell and it.
For sure. Yeah, it was tasty.
Out lovely. But yeah, like breads from scratch.
Right. Or like sourdough bread because you have to get it like
a starter thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No thanks.
Well, okay. We're totally off topic. But like,
I love it.
I don't understand how sourdough starters work. Like people get them and they somehow keep them like forever.
Like, yeah. Because it's live.
That's gross. Don't they die? Shouldn't they die? Everything should die. I mean, you can't live forever.
I'm sorry. Have you seen that thing of the McDonald's burger that has never died?
Yeah, I don't know. I want to do my own experimentation on that. I don't trust anything.
Oh, I definitely trust it. I mean, it's full of preservatives, so.
Well, yeah. Well, they say like Twinkies too. But then I've heard people like try to debunk those that it doesn't really last forever and look pristine and perfect and stuff. But
okay, then you need to like run after this and buy you a McMeal.
Oh, that's sad. I can't even eat it.
Gross. Well, there's that too.
But yeah, I don't understand sourdough starters. I don't.
I think it's just live yeast, so it
hangs out like in a jar.
Yeah, it just stays alive within the starter.
And then you just like use some of it.
Or yeah, so you use a little bit of it to make the bread, and then you just keep using that. And then you have to, like, take care of it. It's like an animal, a plant.
Great. Yeah, I don't know if I'm into... Of course, I say this now, and, like, a week from now, I'm going to be like, look at my sourdough starter! Yep. Yeah! For sure.
I know my brother made sourdough bread during quarantine.
My brother is amazing at his culinary skills.
Yeah, Brian. He just likes to like, yeah, everything's great.
Okay. Sorry, didn't mean to hit a sore spot there.
Oh boy. We were on interior design and I don't know where we stopped.
At sourdough.
Totally relatable to interior design. No, but I think we decided to talk about what we do because as rewarding as it is, sometimes it's very frustrating.
Yes. Yeah, the end result is nice, you know, when you have a project done, you get to go into it if you still want to go into it. Correct. And most of our time with our projects, we don't really want to see it ever again.
Right. Or we wait a couple months before we head back into it.
Or some years.
Yeah.
You know, and then walk through in memory lane. Because, everybody just sees the final product. But, I mean, some of that stuff can take literal years to figure out.
100%.
Or at least a year.
Right.
Which is a lot.
Well, and I think having people understand like everywhere that you go that's a commercial space, an interior designer did it, and there's a thought process behind it, there's a sensibility to how you experience that space. So I think that's super important for people to understand.
And I would also like to touch upon, like you said, that designers can be decorators but decorators can't be designers.
Yeah,
same with architects.
Yes.
Because there are interior designers can't be full-blown architects, obviously.
Correct.
Because we didn't go to school for it. We don't carry the liability. They know all the codes and that, whatever. But just because you're an architect doesn't mean you're an interior designer.
Yeah, that line is blurred significantly.
It's very blurred. I mean, it's blurred both ways. I feel like sometimes we get caught up in architecture details. Stuff that really we don't
shouldn't
have control over, but
for sure. And I mean, not to diss any architect, but you can tell when an architect designed something, and you can tell when a designer designed something, or when there was a collaboration between the two.
Yes, it really is different. It's so much better if you can get a collaboration and just have everybody actually working together and doing what they do best.
Right, and be on the same page and having an understanding of what the boundaries are between professionals.
Yes, it works out. That's always when it works out well.
When it does.
It's hard to get there.
Yeah.
That partnership, I guess it is.
Right.
Kind of. Because egos are involved.
Oh my God. Egos are so bad. Like, check it out at the door. Check it out. Check it out.
No, check it
out at the door.
No, check it. Not check it out. You're not at a grocery store. Check it at the door. It's like checking your coat. Or checking your bag. You put it out.
Is that the meaning of that?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. You know, because we have a bunch of sayings that we've been saying that we don't know what they mean.
So stupid. But yeah, I think it's like, you know, you put, I'm like gesturing towards my closet because that makes sense.
Yeah.
You just put your coat up. So you put your ego up when you come into the room, and then you can pick it up.
If you put it up, wouldn't it be higher? So it's like pumped and like looking down on whoever.
No, because you close the door. Like it, no.
Oh, there's a full-on closet with a door.
Put it away.
What if there's like a coat rack and it's like open?
No, I'm thinking like, you know, like in places where they have weather, like Seattle and stuff, where you go and you have to actually like check your coat. Freezing outside.
Yeah.
And then it goes into a room, goes somewhere else where no one can see it. Because you don't need it in, you don't need it in the room. You don't need your ego. You check it, you leave it. You come without it.
Yeah. But and what if you miss it after you checked it and you need to like,
you have, you just need to sit down and shut up and deal with it until you leave.
I don't know about that. Sips on drink, which is water, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm not at that stage of my Tuesday or whatever day it is.
Well, we're recording on a Tuesday, but who knows what day it'll be.
Exactly.
It's only 11.
Yes. So interior design is not as easy and glamorous as people think.
Definitely not glamorous. I
think no.
It is down and dirty.
Yes.
Literally, like when you go to the site visits and stuff, like.
That and. Also things that happen once you get to the final stages of it. Yeah. I mean, there's mishaps, there's things that are missing,
mistakes,
deliveries that are missing the actual item that's being delivered.
Oh my gosh. Oh, you're talking about the mirror.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I was going to go like where they send the tile in the wrong finish is where I was going to go. But
well, that too.
Because, one time we had this gigantic mirror. When I say gigantic, I mean gigantic.
Like 8 feet by 9 feet.
Something insane. It was supposed to cover the whole wall. And Crystal was out of town. And so it was just me. And the truck arrives. And I'm so excited to see this mirror. And I get in the truck. And all that's there is the frame for the mirror. There is no mirror in the mirror. It is just a gigantic frame of nothing.
Right.
And so I call the shipping company and they're like, oh, well, we need pictures of the damage, like shards of glass. I'm like, you don't understand. There's no glass to be had. It is not that it broke
nothing.
In transit or somebody cleaned it all up.
Right.
They literally just sent the frame. And we had to put the frame up on the wall and just leave it there because they were opening in like 2 days or something
ridiculous. Right. Well, and we were already behind because I had my vacation scheduled.
That's right, because it was
before.
Done. Yeah.
And I was like, I was going to the Bahamas, I think. And I was like, it's an international flight. Like, I'm not changing it for this. Like, it's not ready.
Right.
But I remember talking to you and you were saying, you're like, I'm going through the mirror that's not there. And
I wish I had a video of it, because I literally was just taking my arm and just violently throwing it through this empty frame on a truck. And I'm sure the truck driver thought I was insane. Wasn't his fault. That's the kind of shit that happens. And that happens every single job.
For sure. There's always something wrong. And obviously we specified, we had a document of specifications of this framed mirror, and clearly just came with the frame. And what we deducted was that I know they were going to be late with the delivery of the mirror. And we said it was okay because it was just a decorative item. It wasn't anything that was going to like affect the opening of the restaurant.
Chairs.
Right. But I think they didn't realize like how big it was, or something went wrong and they just decided to send the frame and hope for the best.
Yes. That was more was of a, that was like one of those times that ask for forgiveness, not permission, doesn't work out.
Right.
Didn't always do that. That was a fun time. That day was a crazy, that was the day that it rained and I couldn't put my window up in my car.
Oh yeah, your jelly bean.
Rain. Yeah, my old car had lots of problems.
It started with the color.
Yeah, including the window that wouldn't go up.
It was like a monsoon too.
It was terrible. And because I think at one point I was sitting in my car because I was trying to charge my phone, because that was before, I don't know what it was before. I just didn't have a charger for the wall, whatever. But. Oh, the things we go through.
Oh, for sure. Mm-hmm. And those are we laugh about them now, but they were so like
traumatic.
Oh,
terribly.
Like the world was going to end. There's no mirror. And I'm like, they can still serve food and drinks and people are not going to know that there's no mirror there.
Right. It's not like having, not like having no patio furniture.
Well, you know what? That was a fucked up situation in a fucked up place in a fucked up time.
We can't get into that story right now. Maybe later.
Yeah. We'll someday. Revisit that.
I feel like someday we're just gonna be like, fuck it, let's air this out. But not today. Not on episode whatever this becomes.
Two.
Yeah. Or two or whatever. Three. Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. That was a really bad experience that we had.
Not all designers are created equal, or design firms or whatever.
Right.
Everybody's different.
Yeah, that was so bad. Yo. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I know, I'm sorry. I threw in some bad juju.
I was shooketh.
Oh yeah. That was the definition of shooketh was that time. The audacity.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I've been in, so for hotel designs, you typically do a model room, which is a mock-up room of what the guest room would look like.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been in model room reviews where we specified items and then you show up and the purchase agent has recreated all your specs for less.
I feel like, but the clients don't know that, right? Like,
no.
No, they're getting a substitution, so they're expecting to see what you presented to them, and then they
exactly. Come,
and then they're probably looking at you like, what the fuck? And,
right.
But it's not you.
Right, because I've been to model room reviews where I'm walking in, and they have, you know, the guest side chair where you, like, can sit and work on your laptop, whatever. And I walked into the model room review before the client showed up, and there's three chairs that look exactly the same. And I'm like, but where's the one that I specified, that I worked with the manufacturer and the upholstery and all these things? Like, we're like, well, this one is by so-and-so, and they recreated the fabric that you specified by so-and-so. And I'm like, get it out of here. Like, let's look at the one that we want.
Yeah.
And then they can make that determination.
Well, and I feel like things have changed so much, right? Because you and I both started in that world
in the hospitality hotel world, which is 100% different than
restaurant world
and residential world. Like,
yes,
everything is different. The only world we don't touch is healthcare, but no. Hotel work is just different than anything else. I miss it.
Well, I miss it a lot.
Yeah.
I miss it so much. Me too. I think that's my favorite kind of
Me too.
Just creating that perfect little space that you can repeat that design over and over.
Yep.
I love that. And I love public spaces that you can create different activities without changing the look of the space.
But that's one way our career has changed. And the other one is just the more availability of everything online.
Right.
You know, when it's insane, we had a client, we found some patio chairs, and she found the exact same patio chairs on Overstock, I think it was.
Yeah.
Or cheaper. And so we went to our commercial representative.
Yes.
And said, hey, she can get these on Overstock for cheaper. And he's like, well, then there you go, because I
can't. Then she should get them from Overstock.
Right. I can't get them anywhere. I'm like, what? The world has just shifted.
Right.
Because it used to be that we could only get the pricing deals.
Right.
You know, that it was because we had the hookups, we could get those deals. But now anybody can just go and sign up for Restoration Hardware or West Elm and get the exact same discount that we can.
Well, the thing is, you lose credibility in front of your client.
Yeah. So. Yeah, that was terrible.
They can, you know, and to me, like, if I'm shopping for something and I go to the store, I find it, I love it, I want it, I see it, I like it, I buy it, whatever the song is. Yeah. I see it, I like it, I want it, I got it there. And then I go online and I find it for less money.
Yeah.
Well, where do you think I want to go?
Exactly. I mean, in the end, money talks, man.
For sure.
This budget is like the biggest indicator of every project, pretty much.
For sure.
That everything we work on.
Right.
Is that budget. So, yeah, it's just changed. We have had to change the way we source things too.
Right.
To open our minds to those kinds of things. It's not just about our normal connections anymore.
Right. That and valuable. I think for, at least for me, like, hotels was always custom pieces.
Yeah.
That were super durable. Whereas restaurants, like, sometimes we do custom pieces, which we've done in the past. But nowadays, everything's like off the shelf somewhere. And if it lasts 5 months, or like, well, I can find it online again.
Yeah.
And I think furniture in a restaurant is so important. Like, you go to so many restaurants and you see the stupid metal bar stools that I hate.
Or ladder back chairs.
I'm like, I'm over them. And then when they started replicating the Tolex bar stools, that was just, I'm like, just, I have died as a designer.
Mm-hmm.
This is not even, why are you doing this?
Happens all the time.
Right. So, I don't know.
I mean, that's just basically our career in a very...
We love design. It's a fun career in design.
It's about time to wrap it up, music. No, don't actually...
Oh.
What song were you even humming?
I don't even know. It was just my own melody. A crystal original.
Wicky, wicky. Keep your day job. Should I? Of interior design. I don't know. Okay, we'll talk about that for 1 second, but then we really do need to go. Like, we consider all the time whether or not we should still be doing this.
Oh, yeah.
Whether or not it's worth it spiritually, monetarily, physically.
I think it's really hard once you have your own business. It's different because there's a lot of pressure and responsibility that comes with that.
Yeah.
For sure. A lot of sleepless nights, where when you go to your design job, you go there, you do your thing, you come back, you sleep nice and cushy at home, you don't think about it,
mm-hmm.
you don't have a million text messages from a client, which, you know, I thought about getting a separate phone number for just business purpose. But then I don't want to be like a doctor with a pager. Like, it's not heart surgery.
If you had a separate phone number, you would just forward it to your phone and then it would just be the exact same anyway. So what's the matter?
Exactly. So I don't know.
On that note,
it's a fun career in interior design. Is what I was told. I'm still waiting. We've had a lot of fun.
We really have. We talk about a lot of shit a lot of the time. One of these days we need to have a positive show where we talk about all the good stuff.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, that can be the follow-up to this. All the good stuff. All the good.
All the good. Yes.
But I feel like we've been in quarantine for so long, we have a lot to say.
Yeah.
It's not very uplifting.
No, well, there's a lot of shit on your mind, you know, when you're sitting at home with nothing to do.
Right.
Well, not nothing to do. Working.
Right.
There was a minute we had nothing to do. So.
Right. We were bored in a house.
Yeah. But that's all right. Bored in the house, and I'm in the house bored.
Yep. Bored in a house. Bored.
I know. I want to look it up.
Anyway. I think that was the beginning of the quarantine when we were all like, oh, yeah. And now we're all like,
phew. Yes, now it's all shit.
Deflated. We're deflated.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's it.
It's been real.
Yeah.
It's been real talk.
Real talk. Let's talk some shit next time.
Sounds good.
All right. Peace.
Peace out.